Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan, and this is
Anya,
and we are doing a bonus episode about things I like when I was nine. I got my first human on the mic, and we're gonna share some things and some differences because what I did when I was nine compared to what she's doing while she's nine is completely different, and I want to talk about it.
There's a difference.
Okay. So, when I was nine, the year was 1996. This year, my grandma died. My mom's mom died. I went to my first funeral. We had a funeral in Philly, and then my grandpa flew everybody out to fly to Jamaica to have a second funeral and bury my mom's mom, my grandma, next to her mom at their old house in Jamaica. And it was raining, and it was like a mudslide to get up and down the hill. It was a mess. In 1996, Nintendo 64 came out. It was a game system that everybody liked. Tamagotchi games were popular. Those are like keychain games that kids had where we could have like digital pets that we would feed every day. And if we didn't feed them, they would die on the game and we had to start over. Beanie Babies came out, where each Beanie Baby was named something. People were collecting thousands of them and making money. The Macarena video was always on the Music Box. Music Box was like this channel that played music videos all day. And each video had like a number next to it where you can call in and pay like a dollar to have that video play on the channel. And I used to watch it and record the channel through a VHS, which was like a videotape you put in a VCR so I could watch it later. Tony Braxton came out with Hits Upon Hits, which is so funny because Anya likes to play Tony Braxton too. But I remember that was the first album I bought. Keith Sweat Twisted came out. We still play it to this day. When I was nine, we lived in Maryland in Laurel. Brandy's album came out. Still play that album to this day. And I was in the fourth grade and I went to Deerfield Run Elementary.
Now, you talk about what your experience at being nine
is. Okay, I like a lot of things. I just couldn't think of enough. Okay, so first, I like technology. And I have a computer, but it died from me running it too long.
Running it, not turning it off properly, closing it, leaving it plugged in too long.
But it had to be plugged in, right?
To charge, but not sit on the charger. Oh. Like if I left my computer sitting on the charger, it'll tell the battery that we need to be plugged in the whole time to work. You can't do that. You're supposed to charge your laptop and then do whatever.
Okay. I still have my iPad. I lost it because of punishment. Because I was on Christmas, I was playing with Clay, and then Mommy found out when I was not supposed to. So I got in trouble. I have a Kinecto 3DS from Casey's, mommy's friend. I still use it a lot. Although I can't even download anything on it. I go outside a lot and I dig in the dirt for some reason. I'm trying to fix this greenhouse. It keeps falling down. Every 2 days I fix it.
You do not fix it every 2 days. You fixed it one time and you didn't put the anchors in the ground. That's why it fell over.
I can't find the anchors. Oh. They disappeared. Oh. I also like a lot of candy. I eat a lot. My favorite candy is Starburst. I like a lollipop too. What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy? I don't think I have a favorite candy.
You don't?
Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate that you have to suck on a longer time for it to get softer when I'm like angry and I can't get mad at people. And then sometimes I want something super sweet or sour, or I just want a lollipop.
I prefer a lollipop.
But when I was 9, one of my aunts had a candy store, and when I would go to Philly with my brothers, before I left, she would tell me to go back there and take what you want. And so I had this cookie jar that had like all these M&M cookie print all over it. It was like a circle jar, and I'll go back there and I'll just take like handfuls of candy and throw it in the jar.
Exactly what I would do.
And I put it in the jar and I left with it in the jar and I would just eat it over a period of time whenever. I think my candy cravings are horrible because grandma never told me no. So like if we were at a store and I wanted candy, she'll get it. If she bought candy and had it in her room, she would keep putting it in the same hiding spot. So it really wasn't a hiding spot. It was just like the place she had candy. And so it got to a point where I would never ask her, can I have candy? I would just go take it myself. So all my cavities that I have that I deal with now is because I never had a limit for candy. That's why I give you.
Then have a limit since you're 35.
So I give you an Aria limit so y'all teeth will.
You should give yourself a limit.
It's hard. I try to, but I give you an Aria limit so y'all won't have the mouth problems after you have it.
Okay. If somebody left you a big candy jar with a whole bunch of candy, what would you do?
It depends on what kind of candy is in it. I wouldn't eat it all one time. I'll eat it all one time.
If someone left it with me, I would like eat half of it. And then the next day, I will come back and eat all of it.
Why? When you could just eat it over a period of time.
I don't know. I'll just eat it. Okay.
What is school like?
Oh, school is... Normally, Tuesday is horrible because I have computer science and the teacher there is very mean. I don't really like her. The only day I like is Monday, which we go.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
To PE. Wednesday we go to art. The teacher there is, he's a little bit mean. He just yell a lot. Thursday, we have music. We're learning about Brazil and what songs they do. Friday we just do health.
I never wanted to play an instrument, and I couldn't read the music. I didn't understand the notes, and I'm just like, why is this lady teaching us this, and we don't want to do music when we grow up? It's a waste of time. I just felt like it was somewhere the school put us because they had nobody else to watch us in the class at the time.
That's exactly how I feel.
What I was gonna ask you. What do you like about after school?
After school?
Mm-hmm.
Like dismissal?
Dismissal.
Yeah. If the bus is late, my 1079 friends that are in my class, we normally just play around in the room. Miss Beasley doesn't really care. If the bus is not late, I'll normally get everything ready and then sit at Miss Beasley's desk and wait for my bus.
You don't touch her stuff at her desk?
No. Normally I just ask her a lot of questions. She never gets tired of it. I like drawing. Miss Hurdle, my reading teacher, she used to hate when I drew stuff. And then I give it to her. And one time when I gave her a picture, she just ripped it up at her desk and threw it in the trash. That was the last time I drew her a picture. So, I have a friend, Destiny. Destiny?
I thought you said she wasn't your friend because she had lied on you about something in the bathroom.
Yeah, she lied on me for eating tissue paper.
So she's still your friend?
Kinda. She promised me that she won't do it again. So I'm just gonna see about that. Leia? My other best friend.
What makes them your best friend? What's the difference between a friend and a best friend?
A friend is someone you talk to every day.
Okay.
This is me personally. A best friend is someone that talk to you every single day. They'll normally do stuff for you and stand up for you. Yeah, that's what I call a best friend. Leia had told me, there was this girl, Kanaya. I hate her so much. She was the one that told Destiny to tell on me. So, Leia told me that Kanaya said she will control all my friends so I don't have any friends anymore. So that's why I hate Kanaya. I have no friends in Miss Hurdle's class. I don't even know anybody in there. A reading teacher. I have a few friends from first grade in Miss Carpenter's class. The teacher that her class is on the right side of the hall. Every time it's the whistles and I'm going to my bus, so yeah, I'll go by her room and say goodbye. Miss Beasley is a math and science teacher. For science, we're learning about fossils. And for math, we're learning about area and patterns. I don't know what we're learning next, but that's what I know. In the past, I was learning multiplication. I hated subtraction. Because I didn't really get it.
Subtract by the top number to the bottom number. But if the top number is smaller than the bottom number, you just have to flip it.
Yeah. That's what... Now that I'm good at it, I understand that. Homework is not really that hard. Only get two papers up.
I don't get enough homework in my opinion.
When I was 9, we got history homework, science homework, math homework, English homework. Oh my God. And we had to work on a project. And every subject had a book we had to take home. So our backpacks were heavy. They were big. They were never plastic.
So what were they made of?
By backpack material. Polyester. Our back hurted. We had like 2 pages of math homework, 2 pages of English homework.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Sometimes we had to write an essay. Where you write in paragraphs about a certain subject. And it's like 4 paragraphs you gotta write. An intro. You're going to do it eventually. An intro paragraph, then 3 paragraphs explaining your thought or your reasoning, and then a closing conclusion paragraph. And that was your essay. They checked you on your spelling, your punctuation. Did you indent? Like, did you start, like, a little bit into the page when you started writing? Or did you start at the margin? It had to be neat. When I went to school, we had to do cursive and print. Where we had to write in cursive. We couldn't just write like that.
Grandma told me that when she was young and she go to school, you had to write with an ink pen. Yeah, Jamaica. And you gotta write cursive. If you write like this, they will automatically give you an F. So, yeah. In China, I don't want to go to China for school.
China, they go to school all year. There's no summer break. That's why their kids are smarter than ours.
Okay. I like school. Kind of. School can be annoying. I am a multiplication and a division queen in my class.
That's what they call you?
Yeah. Some of the kids. I know all my multiplication facts, all my division facts.
What number?
12.
Remember when we went to Thanksgiving and we went to Annie's house?
Yeah.
She used to make us say all of our multiplication from 1 times to 12 times before we would go out to play in the summertime. So her sons had to do it. Nathan had to do it. Your uncle had to do it. I had to do it. And I would... There's a difference between memorizing something you learned and knowing something you learned. When I was going to school, I was great at memorizing.
I'm good at memorizing.
Memorizing what I learned, but it was not because I knew it. It's because I visually memorized it. And that's not a good thing, because if you only memorize what you learn, that means as soon as you have to say it, you forget it. As soon as you have to do the test, you forget it. It's like your mind trashes it and you don't hold on to it. When you learn and you know and you have the knowledge of what you learned, you'll always have it. And so a lot of times when I was reading books that the teacher would give me that I didn't like, I would memorize the answer and what I was reading so I can answer the question and be done with it. But if you brought it up to me like 2 weeks from now, I'm not going to remember because my mind trashed it. Because I knew I only needed it for this. And so a lot of times when I was learning my multiplication table, I would just memorize what it looked like. So if you ask me, you know, like if you ask me what's 6 times 3 and I memorize 6 times 3 on paper in the answer. If you ask me randomly what's 3 times 6 and I didn't see that, I'm probably not going to answer it quicker. I know it's the same number, but because I visually saw it in my mind, that's how I memorized it. I'm not going to get it. And so a lot of times that's what I did. So I would tell her up to like probably 9 times. And then when she said, okay, do your 11 times table mm-hmm. or do your 12 times table, I would just be like, no, I didn't want to do it. And so I would get whoopings from her because grandma didn't want to do it because I didn't want to do it. And so I just started to have like this hate for math because I didn't understand it the same way other people did. So growing up, you know, like now there's all these videos on how you can teach math. And you could teach it this way instead of teaching it that way. Yeah. And maybe the way somebody else teaches it is better than the way that your teacher might do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. When I was growing up, it was like, your teacher taught it this way. There's only one way to learn it. Learn it this way. And if you don't learn it this way, then you're just going to be wrong. So now when I see videos and TikToks and Instagrams of people learning math an easier, simpler way, I get so angry. Because I'm jealous of the fact that kids now have a better option of learning than I did. And now it doesn't matter. So I think if you're not learning something that the teacher is teaching you a certain way, you have to tell me so I can look for a different way for you to learn it. Because now they have websites where you can just put in the problem, the math problem, and it shows you each step of how to work it out yourself so you could understand it. I didn't have that. The only thing I had in math was like, if they gave us math work out of the textbook, you could go to the back of the book and see the answer. But that didn't help me because all I can give you is the answer. I can't tell you how to get the answer. Yeah. And so when I would have like math tests and I would have to work out the problem and get the answer myself, I didn't know how. But my homework was always done because the answer was in the back of the book. Or my brothers were good at math and they tried to teach me, but I didn't get it. It's like, for me, when I would do math, if I didn't get it and the more you try to help me, I was more focused on the fact that somebody has to help me so I feel stupid. So my mind wouldn't learn because my mind was mad that, oh, I'm stupid. You got to keep showing me and I still don't get it. So it's kind of like people who have kids and they like trying to help them with their homework and a kid keeps crying or a kid keeps getting upset. It's not because they just want to cry. It's because they're frustrated.
That's Aria.
Yeah, they're frustrated that they don't understand it. And they're like, it's kind of like you being embarrassed that you need help. And even though you're getting the help, it's still not clicking. Because you need a different way of learning it. How somebody else learns is probably not how you learn. How you learn English is probably not how somebody learns English. How you learn to write certain things or figure out the spelling of something might not be how somebody else is learning. It doesn't make them dumb. It's just like, as a teacher, I feel like you need to explore different ways of teaching what you need to teach. And sometimes there are better teachers than others who want to do that. And sometimes there are teachers that just like, this is how you do it. I showed you. It's your fault. You know, you're not passing. Like I had a chemistry teacher that knew chemistry, but didn't know how to teach chemistry. And so in his class, I was getting a bad grade, not because I wasn't doing the work, but because the way that he was teaching me, I didn't understand. So I had to take an online class to redo the class over mm-hmm. in high school. And I got a B. Yeah. So in his class, I got like a low D and it wasn't enough for my credit. So when you go to high school, you have a certain amount of credits that you have to have in order to pass the grade. And the credits are calculated by the number of an A that you get, the number of a B that you get. So like an A would be anything from like a 90 point something and up. A B would be anything from like a 80 point something and up. But let's say if you got a D, but you got like a 60.3 D, if they put the numbers in like a calculation and it doesn't come up to this amount of credits at the end of the year, you have to do that grade over. Or that class in summer school over instead of having a summer break. So that's how it works in high school. So it's super important for you to learn what you need to learn in elementary school, because what you learn in elementary school is going to be like the basis of what you build from in middle school to learn something else new. So a lot of times, so like in fifth grade and sixth grade, I hated long division. One, because I knew I didn't have to use it when I'm an adult, so why am I doing it? Two, because what's the point? And three, the teacher that was teaching me it only taught it one way and I didn't understand how she was teaching me it, so I would always get it wrong, whether I tried or I didn't try. So then when I got to middle school and they were adding stuff onto what I didn't get in elementary school, I still didn't get it. And then when I went to high school and they were adding stuff like algebra and all of that other stuff on top of math that I didn't get in elementary school, I still didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's super important for you to understand adding, subtracting, basic multiplication, and division to a certain extent. Then when you get to algebra, you're going to have to start doing math problems in sections. And that's what makes it frustrating. Because if you skip a step, then your whole answer is going to be wrong. Yeah. But what else? What else is there about being nine? You want to talk about your pits? No?
Are you serious?
We don't have to talk about your pits.
I mean, we can if you want to. Okay. So, mommy, when you were in college, what did you learn?
When I was in college, I learned about, I went to college for fashion design and marketing. And I learned more of the same math I was doing in high school. More of the same health, aka biology. So, like, in college, you have to take, like, the foundation subjects. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, more math, but a higher level of math. More English, but a higher level of English. So it's just like your work just gets more. Instead of you writing, you know, an essay, now you have to write a 10-page paper. Or it has to be, your thesis has to be 800 words that you have to write about this subject. And your grade that you get depends on if you pass. And you have finals that are super important tests in college. And then you get, like, subjects that are for your major. So, like, I had a retail buying class, so I had to learn how stores bought clothes from designers. I had a marketing class. I had to learn about how companies market certain products to people to buy it. I had a sewing class where I had to make a collection. So I had to draw, design three different outfits that look similar, and then grandma would sew them because I hated sewing. And I would have to buy the fabric and I would have to go to the classes. My classes were like 3 hours.
Oh my God.
And so the difference between college and regular school is you don't pay to go to regular school, but you pay to go to college. So if you paid for the class already and you failed it, you wasted your money. You waste thousands of dollars. So you might as well go to the class and pass it and get the credit so you can graduate, instead of go to the class, play around, not get a good grade and fail it and have to do it again.
Okay, mommy, if I was in college and I failed and you paid thousands of dollars, what would you do to me?
We already talked about this. I'm not paying for you to go to college. So it's either you're going to do really great in school with your grades, or if you play sports, you might get a scholarship from that. And someone else pays for your college. But you will never get financial aid to go to college, because you just end up signing documents to pay back a bank for paying for you to go to college. And then the money just keeps getting more and more and more. So, like, right now, I owe, like, I think I owe, like, $96,000 for going to college for a private institution paying for me to go to college because I signed because grandma didn't have enough money. So, it's called financial aid. But what happens is they add interest on top of the money you were charged when you first started college. So every year, the money that I owe keeps getting bigger because I'm not paying it off. So it's called debt. So you end up working and working and working and having this big bill that you have to pay. So I don't want you to go to college if you have to pay out of pocket. I don't want you to go to college if you have to sign up for financial aid. But if you get a scholarship because of your good grades or you playing sports and someone wants to pay for you to go to college, you go to college and you need to make sure you pass all your classes. If you don't pass your classes the first time that somebody else paid for, you're going to have to pay for it.
Okay, mommy. Yeah. How did I just immediately forget what I was going to talk about?
Because I was talking too much, probably.
That's probably it.
But why are you asking me about college if you're talking about you being nine?
I don't know. I just want to know how it feels to be in those higher grades.
It's just a lot more work. It's not impossible work. It's just a lot more work. And you have to be organized in order to get through college because there's nobody telling you, hey, Anya, wake up. You got to go to class. Hey, Anya, you got a test today. Hey, Anya, make sure you study. Hey, Anya, you have to be at work at 5 and then you have to be at class at 10 p.m. Remember? Nobody's telling you that. So if you forget to go to class, you're in trouble. Not your mom, not your dad, not your job.
If that happened to me, my dad wouldn't even care.
Well, we all know that part.
Okay, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song? I don't have a favorite song. But I like Chaka Khan. What you gonna do for me?
Okay, what's your favorite album?
Miss Education and Lauryn Hill.
Artist?
Favorite artist of all time? Girl, Aaliyah. Boy, Nas.
Okay. My favorite song? I don't really have. I like a lot of songs, but my favorite, I don't have a favorite album, cause I don't really pay attention to the album. But my favorite artist, girl Beyonce, and for a boy I like Kanye West. Okay. Did you ever hate dressing up?
Yeah, I hated dressing up because grandma thought she had a girly girl, so like Ari.
Yeah.
Like she'd be cute all the time, wear dresses all the time, different outfits and stuff. I didn't like that because I don't like attention. I still don't like attention. Like, it's cool that somebody might see me and like what I have on, but I don't want everybody to be like, oh my God, Chantal's here, look at her. Leave me alone. I don't like that.
Like, if you was in the store and you look expensive. And someone said, oh my God, can I get your phone number? Can we be friends? Yeah.
No, get away from me. Like, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to have maybe millions of dollars, but I can still go to Walmart and do stuff with you guys without a whole bunch of people being like, oh my God, it's your Chantal, let me get your autograph. Like, I don't want to have to wake up and be like, I gotta go to the farmer's market today. Let me call my bodyguard so they could come with me to the grocery store. I don't want that. I want to be able to have a lot of money, have wealth. If I need something or y'all need something, I'm able to do it or able to pay for it. But I still want to have the freedom to go to the park and not be bothered by strangers.
Yeah. Mommy. Okay, why you won't let me get a phone at my age?
Because you don't have self-control. Self-control is like knowing, okay, I spent too much time on my phone. I have other things to do.
I don't got anything else to do. When I'm on my iPad, nothing exists.
And that's the problem, because you do have other things that exist. I feel like kids having phones and having devices robs them of being a kid. Because when you're an adult, that you're going to have all the time to be on a phone, to be on a computer, to be on an iPad.
Okay, before my computer died, every time my iPad dies, I'll immediately go on the computer until my iPad is on about like 50%, and then I just keep doing the same thing.
And it's not good for your eyes, because this is what's going to happen. By the time the kids today that have like phones and computers and stuff and iPads,
by my age, by 35, mm-hmm. y'all backs are going to be bent like this. Y'all eyes are going to be strained, because when I was your age, I didn't have a phone. There was no computer for me to sit over and hunch like this or bend my neck. We had computers where they were like big.
I've seen those before.
They were big computers that sat at a desk, and we had to sit up at them. We couldn't have it in the bed. We couldn't have it on the floor. So like y'all are going to have horrible posture. Like, y'all backs are going to be bent. Y'all necks are going to be hurting. Your eyes are going to be hurting. Probably 99% of y'all are going to have glasses by the time y'all 30. Because your eyes are going to be so bad because you're on screens all the time.
So my back going to look like
this. And your memory is going to be trash, because you don't have to remember how to spell words to be on these devices. You don't have to remember people's numbers.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I was your age, I had to remember my mom's phone number. I had to remember her address. I had to remember my brother's first and last name. People wrote people's numbers in like a book and carried it around.
That's what grandma does.
Right, but your memory is not going to be great if you keep just going into stuff and everything's spelled out for you.
Okay, when you have cash, okay, every time I get cash, I literally just, Mommy, can we go to the store so I can spend this money? Yeah. And then I can only buy one thing because of the tax. Yeah. And that makes me so frustrated, because I want other things, and the tax will go up, which is the money that I don't have. So I can't choose. So the last time I had $30, I wanted this Barbie with this kitchen set. It was $29. The tax finished my money. I wanted the mini brand stuff. That was way over the money I had because of the tax. So I tried to hide it in the corner of the car, and you saw it. And I was, it said that's more. You said that was much more money than what I have. So I had to put it back. And so I got the Barbie instead.
I just feel like you had so many different Barbie stuff that it was enough. But I feel like because you knew you had money, you felt like you had to buy everything one time.
I see YouTube videos, and they have this whole Barbie set.
But they bought that stuff over time. And a lot of times you see kids with a whole bunch of stuff, their parents are buying that on credit.
Credit, what a credit.
So, okay, I have my bank card that pulls the money out of my account that I work and make, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have 3 credit cards. Okay. Credit cards are basically a card companies give you telling you, we'll put $2,000 on this card, but it has an interest rate of 27%. That means anything you buy with this card and don't pay in full at the end of every month, we're adding 27% more money on top of what you spent.
Okay, what is the difference between credit card and a gift card. Because they both sounded the same.
Let me finish explaining the credit card. So the credit card is not your money. It's the money somebody is lending you because you don't have the money to buy what you want at the time, right?
Okay.
But a lot of times what people do is they get a credit card, they spend the money, and they don't pay it back in time. So let's say if you bought a doll that was $30 on a credit card, you got the doll. But when you get your real money, you got to pay back their credit card before the end of the month. If you don't, the doll is now $30 plus 27% more money. So that's how credit cards make money. They hope that you don't make the payment. Yep. They hope that you owe them more money than what you spent. So they just keep adding more money on top of it. And that's how people get in debt. So a lot of times when you see people with all of these things that you want, it's not their real money that bought it. It's credit cards. And somebody has to sit and pay that back. Now, the difference between a credit card and a gift card is a gift card, I would take my actual money that I work for, give the cashier, the person at the register, can you put $50 on this card so this person can go online and buy whatever they want instead of having the actual money? Or go in a store and use this card to swipe instead of having the actual money. That's all it is.
I always wanted a Chick-fil-A gift card.
So if I wanted to get you a Chick-fil-A gift card, I'll just go to Chick-fil-A, give them $25 off of my bank card or cash, and say, put $25 on this. It'll probably come up to $27 for the gift card with tax. And then they'll put the money on there, and I'll give it to you, and that's like you having $25.
On a card.
On a card. Once it empties, there's nothing on that card.
What's your favorite food?
A Philly cheesesteak from Philly.
I normally like seafood or meat. Normally like meat. I like steak, barbecue chicken.
What is your favorite though?
Barbecue chicken.
You would lie. You like lasagna.
My favorite seafood, crab legs. Every time I go past it, I'll ask you, can I get crab legs?
Crab legs are so expensive, and it doesn't fill you up. No one has ever gotten full off of crab legs.
It's just like, I ate three sausage, one large egg, and two waffles, and I'm still hungry.
All right, guys, it's time for two table topic questions. The stack that I have is called Do-It-Yourself Therapy. Check out tabletopics.com for card options. Okay.
Table topics. Table topics. Have you ever been so happy you cried? No. Never.
Not yet. It's coming.
Okay, if you give me a phone, probably.
What would your child be likely to say to their therapist about you?
So if you went to a therapist, what would you tell them about your mom?
My mama's mean. She won't give me my iPad after I've been so good in this January month, and she still won't give it to me.
And the therapist would be like, "I'm sure your mom had a good reason why she didn't want to give you your iPad." Anything else about being nine? Any questions you might have before we end this episode? Tip me
over. Do you even care about my fun?
Do I care about your fun?
Yes.
Yes, but not in a your fun is more important than your priorities. I feel like your priorities are you waking up, brushing your teeth, smelling good so people don't think that you stink, dressing properly so people don't think that.
I never do that.
Can I talk? Your priority should be dressing properly so people don't look at you and be like, oh my God. Look at her shirt. Look at her skirt. I know her house is a mess, or her mom must not care. Her dad must not care how she looks. Look at her hair. Oh my gosh. She hasn't combed her hair. Oh my God. Look, she got toothpaste all over her shirt already, and we just got to school. I want you to care more about what you look like. Not because of other people, but because of you. Like, the way you dress for you tells other people how to treat you. The way you talk about yourself tells other people how to treat you. The way you act tells other people, oh, she must not care about this. And she must not care if I pushed her down the steps. And she must not care if I spit on her shoes. Or you have to respect yourself so other people be like, I can't do this around Anya because she gonna call me out. Or she gonna let me know that this is wrong. I want you to make sure everything that you're supposed to do is done before you have fun. There's nothing wrong with having fun as long as what you need to do is done.
Okay, mommy.
What?
This morning, I woke up. I immediately went to the couch. Turn on the TV, turn on my game system.
Without brushing your teeth.
Exactly.
Without washing your face.
Exactly.
Without making your bed and making sure your room clean.
Exactly.
Like, that's, you know, that tells me Anya's not ready for this. She's not ready to have this. She's not ready to do this because she's showing me that she's not ready to do the things she needs to do now.
Okay, then here's the thing that with my iPad. I just want to talk about this. My dad brought the iPad.
Right.
It's not yours.
Okay.
So how come you take it from me?
Because I'm a parent. I'm the only dad.
But you didn't pay for it.
I don't have to pay for it. You know? I'm the only... I didn't pay for Ari's iPad. And she got a new one. But if she's not doing what she's supposed to do in my house, you're not going to have the things that you don't deserve to have.
I
don't care if I bought it. Chrissy could have bought it. You're not going to have something you enjoy if you don't do what I say as an adult, as a parent. The thing is, your dad could sit and buy you everything you want, and you bring it in this house, and you don't do what you're supposed to do, I'm not giving it to you.
I got 3 weeks left.
Stop kicking my dresser.
With my dad and you. before I was born, was my dad like this?
No.
No.
Because I didn't have any plans on dealing with your dad forever.
No.
I just felt like this is where I'm at for right now. This is something I want to deal with for right now. I don't have to deal with him forever, so it's temporary. And your dad, when I met him, he was going to school, he was in college, and he was working. And then after we were like hanging out, going to movies, hanging out at the Sim's house, and like eating and going out, I just saw him like, you're supposed to be in class today. Oh, I'm not going. Your semester is coming up, you need to pay it. Oh, I was supposed to pay it yesterday, I didn't pay it. I need to go home and get this real quick, and then we could go X, Y, and Z. We will walk all the way to his house, which is blocks in Philly. He don't have no key. So I started to see, like, little things that he would do that was just, like, irresponsible, not mature, unreliable. So it wasn't that, like, he was very mature ever. It was just like I felt like I'd rather
deal with you and raise you and not have to deal with him at a certain level. But I did tell him, like, if you want to be around, you have to do it the right way. You can't be sometimes-ish about it. Stop doing that on the mic. So, he was immature. He still is immature.
Okay, I think I'm more of my dad than I'm more of you.
Why you say that?
Because I'm lazy sometimes. And I'm very irresponsible. The last time, I have a key to this lock of my toy. I lost the key in one of the toy boxes, and I can't find it.
Okay. Did you know what the difference is between you and your dad? Mm-hmm. People around your dad allow him to be okay with not being better. And I'm not going to raise you
like that
and allow you to be okay with not being better. I'm not going to be quiet about, well, Anya, this will be better for you, or this, if you keep doing this, you'll be better, or it'll get better. I'm going to be loud about it. And I think your dad needs real friends that's like, you know what? You got 3 kids, and you haven't called them, and you haven't did what you're supposed to do for them. You need to do that instead of going out and buying yourself new shoes, or going on vacation, or, you know, going somewhere to eat and waiting for when your kids should call you, because that's responsible. And I think that's his problem. I think your dad is surrounded by people who don't care about him being better, and so he thinks it's okay. But I'm gonna call you out every time, girl.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, one more question. Yeah. How much does it cost to have a tattoo?
It depends on the tattoo. This tattoo right here cost me $60. This tattoo right here cost me $85. This tattoo right here cost me...
You don't remember.
This tattoo right here, this is my first tattoo, cost me $120. This tattoo right here, I didn't pay for the outline. My friends did, Kiki and April. And then when I went to back to color it in, I think it was like $100 and something.
Wow. Okay, when would I get a tattoo?
You could get a tattoo when you're 18. And
that is 9 more years. And then when I get my phone, I get a job, which is...
But you're not allowed to get a tattoo that doesn't mean anything important.
Oh. Okay, if my dad brought me to the tattoo store and gave me a tattoo, would you be mad or not?
I would be mad.
Oh.
If you were 18 and he went with you and the place was like an official clean place, that's like a license, you see a license on like the wall that the state gave them because it's very important when you get tattoos that the people use clean needles, because they can give you diseases that you could die from if the needle's not clean, if the place is not clean, and if they don't know what they're doing. And your skin can get infected to where it can bubble up, and you get an infection in your skin where they have to, like, cut off your arm, because if it spreads, it could kill you. So that's why it's super important to go to a real, valid tattoo shop to get tattoos.
So would you be mad at my dad or me?
Both of y'all. Because you should know better. If your dad's careless, that's one thing I can't make anything. But I'm telling you now, and I'm going to tell you throughout your life, that if one of your friends after school is like, Anya, come with me. This boy is doing tattoos in his basement, or this girl is doing tattoos. Let's just get a tattoo. Just put it somewhere where your mom won't see. That's not smart, because that person might not be using clean needles, because they don't have access to clean needles. And you could get yourself sick.
When I was in my daycare, C.L. Alexander, there was this fifth grader that used to take this brush, and I don't even think she cleaned it out. She just gel everybody's edges.
Don't do that, because people can have lice. Lice is little white bugs that be in your hair. And if they're in your hair enough, they spread all around your hair. And your hair has to be fine-tooth combed out with some nasty shampoo. And it can spread in your hair to the point where maybe parts of your hair you have to cut out.
I seen this lady, and she went to the dresser, and there's lice in her hair that's this big.
Yep.
I think that's all.
Okay. Anything you want to say?
Can we do another one of these, but a different topic?
Yeah. Not today. I'll let them know about your podcast if you don't do.
I think I'm gonna do this podcast over without you on my iPad.
The same topic?
Not really.
Oh.
Okay, I think that's all.
What's your podcast?
It's Girls Love.
Okay. Thank you for checking out Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan, and that is
Anya.
Okay, stop yelling. And hope you enjoyed this conversation. Stop yelling.
Check out Cozy Moon Podcast, and She Gets It, and Loud Mouth Stereo.
And The Real Relationship Report, and So It Pays You on Bit, and Girls Love Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. And I hope you enjoyed the bonus. Peace.